Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. We've got open lines for you. We had a couple of people leave a note that they want me to talk about something and dropped off. Everybody's busy today, which is fine. I've got a few things to do myself here. If you want to call and be with me, it's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We have not had a correct naming of the mystery photograph that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Name that either by calling into the show or sending us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And you will win one of our online courses, 15 chapters, and become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. If you want more information, you just go to dirtdoctor.com, or you can go to texasorganicresearchcenter.org, either one. But and you can sign up for it. If you have employees that you'd like to take the test, because it is, it's not too complicated for homeowners. In fact, we made it for homeowners, but it's also detailed enough for people in the business, especially if you're just getting into using organic techniques. And so if you're interested in having your employees do it, there are some discounts available when they're, you sign up for multiple people taking the test, the course. And if you're a nonprofit, there are some benefits there as well. Let's see. And you get a, not only the course, but a gift from Espoma, one of their products, if you're the first to name our mystery plant. I thought it would be a little bit more, a little bit easier. We've got somebody calling in to guess right now. And I'll get to you, Susan, in just a second, so hang on there. If you want to, more information about TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, it is our nonprofit organization. We have people that donate and help with it, and we're delighted, and we ask that, you know, anybody that donates to nonprofits consider us, because what we do, it's a very low-budget kind of a thing that we have. But the main thing we do is take information that's coming from other sources and put it together onto TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, and also the research that we do ourselves goes on there. So anything that you can afford to help with, that would be great. Didn't talk about the Mother Earth News event that I went to last week, and I'm going to do that real quickly before we go to the phone. Had a great time in Topeka. Topeka is a pretty cool place. Flying to Kansas City and then drive over there, and had a great event. Big turnout. That's the home base for the Mother Earth News company and Ogden Press, both. And they had their usual deal, 150 different presenters of all kinds. They've gotten into something new, though. They asked me to do my two usual talks on Saturday and then Sunday, a hands-on presentation. And what I did that they wanted me to do was show how to make Garrett juice. And so we started off showing how the real simple way to make compost tea, and then how to turn it into Garrett juice. And everybody that came, 60 people, is all they allow in those hands-on deals. They don't cost extra right now. They may someday, I don't know. But right now you just have to stand in line and get a ticket so that you can get into them. And then everybody ends up leaving with something besides just the information, people teaching folks how to make cheese and do all kinds of things. And they got to take home a jar of commercial Garrett juice that was provided by the Medina Corporation. So we really had a lot of fun. There were some new people there, a lot of the usual suspects, and it's a lot of fun. Next year, I guess the next one will be the one here in the Dallas, near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's actually in Belton. That will be in the early spring. So check our website, dirtdoctor.com, or just go to motherearthnews.com and see the schedule of events. I'm pretty sure, I don't think it's been made official yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll be at the one in Belton in the spring, early spring, this winter sometime, actually, I guess, or early spring. So I hope to see you there. I'm sure we'll be doing some kind of hands-on thing at that one as well. One of the things that we're starting to do is let other people know around the country about the speaking situation that we have. The kind of topics that I'm speaking on now have really kind of caught on, especially the natural organic pest control one and some other related things. So if you've got any kind of organization that would be interested in having those kind of presentations, that information is also on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Let's talk to Susan. She's been waiting, and then I need to get into talking about worms. We had somebody call and had to go that had some worms up in the Midwest someplace. Where was that, Mary Rose? Was that in Chicago? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Susan, Lincoln Park, Michigan, next up. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
What do you think about our contest picture?
I'm going to guess dwarf hedge maple, Campestre nanum.
Dwarf hedge maple. Boy, you've thrown me for a loop on that one. I'm not even familiar with that plant myself. It's not what it is.
And I guess that's not what it is.
But it has a leaf that looks like that, huh?
Yeah. Pretty close to it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I had to wait so long to be incorrect, but that's not right. Did you have another question or anything?
Oh, my only question is the contest photo, does it stay up all week, or does it, if it doesn't get answered, or?
What we usually, that's a good question. What we usually do, and it's varied a little bit because a couple of times we've gone through the whole show, the 3 hours, and it hadn't been answered, and it got answered, you know, 30 minutes or an hour later, and we went ahead and awarded the prize for it. But generally speaking, Yoga Mike is our tech guy and handles putting stuff on the computer and all that, and he or my business partner Doug usually go ahead and announce what it is, put the name on the photograph, and put it up there if it doesn't get answered during the show or pretty soon thereafter.
Because I had the answer for the monkey puzzle tree, the part that you mentioned that they had spiny needles.
Uh-huh.
I had to look it up because I know it reminded me of a plant I'd seen. And then it was late Monday night, and then when I looked at the website, it already had the answer up there.
Yeah, once Mike puts the name up there, the contest is kind of over. So we'll do one every week. So hang in there.
Much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Susan. And that's to win our school, our online class. All right. Let's talk about an open line for you to jump in here at 866-444-3478. Talking with Bob Webster, my friend in San Antonio, who does a similar show to mine, he and his business partner, Roberta Churchin, have the most gorgeous, coolest organic garden center in San Antonio you've ever seen. But Bob does a show Saturday and Sunday down there in San Antonio. And he and I talk, we visit on his show every Saturday for 30 minutes or so, usually, unless I'm at a Mother Earth deal and can't get to the phone or whatever, or out of town for some other reason. But he said they had had a tremendous number of calls about army worms down there attacking and just wiping out pastures, eating grass like crazy. Army worms are caterpillars. They're usually kind of drab looking. They're usually kind of a combination of black and brown, sometimes have some green striping. We have entry on dirtdoctor.com. Of course, you can look it up pretty easily there. But they can be controlled if they are doing damage by spraying BT products. And if you've got some kind of valuable crop they're eating, it would probably be worth doing. I don't recommend BT that often because it'll kill butterflies. It'll kill any kind of lepidopterous insects. But if they're destroying your crop, spraying BT, something like Dipel or Thuricide, you know, or bioworm killer, whatever name you want to look for the active ingredient of Bacillus thuringiensis, which is what BT stands for, and it'll kill them. The other option would be one of the spinosad products. But one thing I brought up to Bob to think about for people that are having trouble with that, and whoever called, they called from the Midwest somewhere, and they were having the same situation in their backyard. And it can happen on residential properties and landscape plants as well as out on agricultural situations. It was real bad a year or two ago here. I have not had many calls here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area about it. But the other thing that you can do is to think back about the timing and do some regular applications of trichogramma wasps during the season leading up to this period of time where you're seeing armyworms be a problem. More on that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating.
Myth. Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, the Dirt Doctor, and the telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. Kathy is calling us from Southwest Michigan. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great.
You got You got a guess for us on the mystery tree?
I do. I'm going to guess field maple.
Fields maple?
Field, like out in the field.
Okay. Well, everybody's getting pretty close. That's not the answer. Did you have another question for me or anything else you wanted to discuss?
Not today.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and try again sometime, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah, we're getting close. It is an Acer. I'll give everybody a tip because that's been guessed the most times so far, and I might as well give that out as a as a tip. Let's talk to Mike in Mansfield, Nick. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's going on?
You know, I planted St. Augustine sod about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I need to know how long does it take for the roots to take and when can I mow that?
Well, if it's growing, you can mow it anytime you want to, Mike. A lot of people give out bad advice on planting sod in the fall, late summer and fall. You actually get pretty aggressive root growth quickly. And if it's putting on top growth, that means the roots are already, you know, starting to take hold. So you can mow it anytime you want to, anytime it needs to be mowed. It's not going to hurt it at all. If you haven't already done it, I would fertilize with an organic fertilizer. Also, that's another thing that people tell you to wait on, that with the organic techniques you don't need to do.
So I can do that in the fall?
Yeah, you can do it this afternoon before the game starts.
Wonderful.
Okay. No, it's no problem. The only time, you know, we had a winter back in 1983 and 84 that killed turf, it killed shrubs of all kinds. It killed hollies all over the place. It killed ligustrum. It even killed some live oak trees. Now, if we have an extremely bizarre winter event like that, yeah, new sod might be in danger. But 99% of the time, you can plant the sod just right through the fall and right into the winter, mow it when you want to, fertilize, you know, right after it goes down and the whole deal.
Okay, fantastic.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Steve is in Carrollton, Carrollton, Georgia. Oh, yeah. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Hey, I've got a problem with my garden.
All right.
I bought a... It's been there for about 10 years. It used to be a good garden. Then I went and bought a bunch of manure. And now I've got all kind of weeds in there that I don't even know what some of them are.
Okay.
But the biggest problem I got is I got thistle in there. And it just, it's mostly where my corn and my okra is.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, I'm going to move the garden next year and just try to choke it all out with Bermuda grass.
No, you don't want to do that, Steve. That's a bigger weed than anything you've mentioned so far. Do not do that.
Okay. Well, what should I do?
Well, if you want to do a cover crop in the summertime, you take a look at buckwheat. Buckwheat, it's very inexpensive to buy the seed, and it germinates easily, and it produces flowers. It attracts beneficial insects, and it's a terrific crop for the summer months, anywhere in the country, pretty much. In the winter, what we use are clovers and vetches and sometimes Elbon rye, which is a cereal rye. Some people use wheat also, but the wheat and the barley and the rye are a little bit of a trouble to get rid of when you don't want it around anymore. So the vetches and the clovers often are a better choice. And then the best one...
I can get clover, but I mean, it's just... I mean, my yard is Bermuda anyway, so it's probably going to take over once I, you know, move my garden to somewhere else.
Yeah, you don't want that. The Bermuda grass, trust me, is the worst weed you can have in the garden. The other things are much easier to control. I'll tell you a couple of things that I'd recommend. One is I've always recommended the hoe that's called the push-pull hoe or the stirrup hoe, and it looks like a stirrup, a metal stirrup on it, and it swivels just a little bit, and you push it and pull it, and it knocks out weeds. If you've cut them down to a reasonable height or if they're relatively new and young coming up, that push-pull hoe just is terrific. But there's another hoe that I've recently been introduced to that may even be better. It doesn't have a movable part on it like the stirrup hoe. It's got a triangular head that's sharp on all three edges, and it's also a push-pull hoe because, you know, it's got a knife edge as you push it forward. There's two and a point, and if you pull it back, there's a straight edge that's also knifed, and it slides under the surface of the soil and cuts out weeds even better in some cases than the push-pull hoe. So take a look at one or both of those. Look at your cover crops and get some tree trimmings out of a truck of a tree care company, shredded native tree trimmings, and use that as a mulch after you've killed the weeds mechanically, and you'll get away from the thistle problem and those other weed problems that you have.
Yeah, the thistle is just so bad in the summertime that it just grows up with my okra, and then
knock the top down and do that push-pull thing and then mulch on top of that, and you'll be in great shape. You can spot spray with vinegar if you need to do that. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One thing that I was going to mention to you, too, is that we, I don't think I have it today, we do a newsletter weekly, and it's free. All you do is sign up for it right on DirtDoctor.com. This latest one's getting some nice... We're getting some nice feedback from people about it because it was pretty simple, about as simple as you can get. I almost always do just one subject at a time so people can see it and click it and delete it if they're not interested. And if they want more, we have links to more detailed information. But we don't give a menu of a whole bunch of different things and you know, waste people's time with too many things. It's a one subject. Each week, this subject was painting things black in the garden, and I put pictures in there of actual chain link fences at my own property around the dog run and the greenhouse and everything before and after what it looked like as chain link and what it looked like once it's black and has the wrought iron effect. Very simple. We use flat black paint. I use a masonry roller for the fabric and then paint brushes for the other things. What I didn't go into a lot more detail about is that any kind of metal or equipment that you have in the garden, painting it black is usually the best way to go. A lot of people think green is good, but green actually sticks out worse in a lot of cases. Our swimming pool equipment, the steel edging that I use now, any kind of utility, this, that, or the other things, and especially the chain link fences get painted black. And it's remarkable how they tend to disappear. You can be watching a chain link fence, for example, being painted black with a roller, or some people use spray, but it really wastes a lot of paint. But if you're a little bit of distance from it, it looks like they're stripping it away. It's just vanishing as it's being painted. The other thing, and I don't know if I put this in the details or not, I'll probably do a more detailed version entry of this for the website, the library. But you, when you put in a new chain link fence, you can paint it right away, but you may have to repaint it because it'll be a little bit of an oily covering on it, and the new galvanized doesn't hold the paint very long, very well. You can leave it out in the weather for a while, a month or so, and then paint it. It'll do a lot better than painting it when it's brand new. Or if you're in a hurry, get some vinegar. Get some just white vinegar and paint it on first, and that helps to neutralize that oil, and then the paint will hold better for you. Let me get caught up on the calls, and now I need to talk about manure. Manure came up in that last call, and I want to talk about that just a little bit more detail. Dave in Fort Worth, it is your turn. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Howard. This is unsolicited testimony. I took your torque course earlier this year, and I thought I had a pretty good understanding of organic stuff, but you taught me a whole lot more, and I applied something that I learned on my yard, and it helped. So,
oh, good.
Thank you for that.
You bet. What was it specifically?
Using cornmeal to get rid of take-all.
Yeah, take-all and brown patch, which is starting to kind of pop up here and there right now, yeah.
Yeah, it worked great. So
okay, good.
Thank you for that. My question is, I bought a chipper shredder recently, and I chip up a lot of yard waste, and most of it is probably 80%, you know, dead and seasoned, but some of it is green. When you chip it up, can it be used immediately in beds, or does it need to be composted somewhat so it won't be a nitrogen draw?
It can be used immediately, Dave, as a top dressing mulch, and it doesn't have any problems at all, other than if it's certain chippers put out a pretty rough textured product, and the only negative that anybody might have would be it just looks a little rough right at first. Some of the companies will double grind it. They'll grind it a second time and just get it to be a little finer texture, and it just looks better. But as far as horticultural value, you can put it out the second that it comes out of the grinder, and it won't hurt a thing in the world.
But it doesn't hurt it also to compost it a little bit, does it?
If you compost it a little bit, it makes it a better product. And if you put it in a pile, you don't even have to turn it and manage it. You can just put it in a big pile and wait 6 months or something, and it'll start to compost on its own. The only negative, and we talked about this at the Mother Earth event because somebody had brought it up and asked me about it, is it possible if you do that, and if it's a certain size pile, and if it has a lot of green in it, a lot of green leaves and buds and cambium layer and all that kind of thing, it will compost so effectively, so efficiently, that it can catch on fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the only thing you got to be careful about at all. It'll start steaming out the top of the pile.
Yeah.
It's obvious what's going on. And you just simply water it down a little bit, and it's not a problem. But other than that, there's no problem with it at all.
Very good. All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Let's go to Cedar Creek Lake. I don't know if we've been there today or not, and talk to Doris. Hi, Doris.
Good morning, Howard. We used to have or lived in our home in Louisville for many years. When we got to the age that we wanted to retire, that's when we moved to Cedar Creek Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we've aged. We need to move back to our home.
Okay.
At that time when we left there, we had the most gorgeous yard of anybody in the neighborhood. And I was very happy about that because I did most of the care on it. I loved doing it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Been away now for about 18, 19 years. What would you recommend to get my yard? People have rented our yard. Our house has not taken care of the yard. What should I do when I get back there?
Okay.
Bring it back.
I'll tell you what I would do if it were mine. I would go in there right now. Is it now that you're going to be doing the work?
Well, we're going to be moving back there hopefully in about 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Yeah. First thing is get one of the good organic fertilizers. You can use corn gluten meal. You're not going to get any pre-emergent benefit out of it, but it'll function as a as a wonderful organic fertilizer, or get one of the blends like Good Natured or Espoma or whatever one you want to use, Medina, okay. Maestro Grow, whatever. Put it out pretty heavy. Put it out 20 to 25 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
And then if there's anything, weeds, grass, or anything that's growing above mowing height, mow it. Leave the clippings on the ground, even if it's covered in weeds. Leave them. Leave all the clippings on the ground, mm-hmm. and then in the spring, which will be January through February, you know, we start doing everything in organics early in the year. Do a second application of the organic fertilizer.
The corn gluten meal.
Corn gluten meal. It would be great, especially if it hadn't been taken care of. There's probably a lot of weed seed. Laying around, it would be more important to use the corn gluten meal in the spring than to use it now. You might use one of the blends now,
okay.
and then a corn gluten meal in the early spring.
Okay.
And that's all you need to do to get going, and just add some mulch, the shredded tree trimmings mulch or shredded hardwood bark, either one over the bare soil around the plants and beds. And just get back on the regular organic program, which you're already familiar with.
Oh, yeah. That's all I used. That was all I used for so many years. And you're the one that started me on it, Howard, back 20 years before we moved from there. So that's been like 30, 35.
That's great.
When Logan was just a little baby.
she was real little 30 years ago. Yeah, she's just 30 now.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you're the one that started me on the organics. Where we live now, there has not been any chemicals. We have free-range chickens, and their eggs are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, nothing better. Nothing
don't have
better.
To worry about what we're eating. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, Doris, thanks for calling. I appreciate it very much. I just bought some free-range eggs from the farmer's market yesterday, and I got it from a nonprofit organization that I've got to go visit. They're teaching kids down there, low-income type kids, I think, gardening and all, and doing the free-range chickens. Their eggs were beautiful, and all kinds of other produce and everything down there. It's just south of downtown Dallas down there somewhere. So I got to check all that out, and I'll give you a report on that. Let me talk about let me talk to Lillian, and then I'll promise I'll talk about this manure issue a little bit more. Calling from Illinois, near Chicago, Lillian, or where are you there?
South Holland.
Okay. What's up?
Yes. Thank you for taking this call.
Sure.
Children getting off the bus trampled my grass.
Uh-oh.
Until it had just died. So I cleared it, and there was nothing out there, but I planted seeds about 3 weeks ago, and I watered it every other day. Nothing came up. Then I put topsoil on that because it has gotten cold here. And what do I do now? Do I just leave that bare spot out there all winter, or can I put leaves on top of that, or what do I do? It's on the front.
Well, you can put some mulch on it with leaves or leaf mold or shredded material or whatever. What kind of grass did you plant, Lillian? Fescue or bluegrass or a mix?
It was mixed.
Okay.
I think it was mixed.
Should have come up unless you had some bad seed or whatnot. You could plant some more seed right now.
It's not too late?
Well, it's getting pretty late there. It's pretty cold. You might want to wait until early spring. Just put some fine textured mulch on it, and let's wait till spring and try to replant again. Some of that seed that you plant may end up coming up as well.
Okay, so I can put leaves on there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about what it looks like. Just put the leaves out there.
Put the leaves or some kind of shredded material, which will hold in place a little better than the leaves will.
Okay. I thank you so much, and I love this program.
Well, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the manure issue. A caller called earlier and said he had some weed seed coming up from manure that he used, and that can be a problem. I remember the first commercial project that I ever was involved in organic techniques years and years ago when I was in the landscape contracting business. We were actually doing a landscape installation that had been designed by another contractor, and they had specified horse manure. And we used horse manure, just kind of fresh. It had been laying around for a while. It wasn't, you know, wet or anything, but it was still pretty fresh. And we used it in the beds, and I'll be darned if it didn't make the most incredible growth of ground covers and shrubs and things that I've ever seen. It was my first, wow, this is really cool. but it also produced the best crop of weeds you've ever seen in your life, which was a giant problem to get out, and a good lesson that the manure needs to be composted before it's used. A lot of people say manure, fresh manure, will rob nitrogen. That's a really inane, silly, ridiculous comment. Fresh manure is hot and will burn the heck out of things. It's got a lot of available nitrogen. So it needs to be toned down with the composting as well as knocking out the weed seed. But there's another problem with manure, and I'm out of time to talk about it, so I'm going to take this break and then come back and talk about it. And I promise I won't forget right after this. I'm Howard Garrett. The number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. You sign up for the free newsletter there, and you learn about joining the Organic Club of America right there on the homepage. I'll be back. Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we have a winner on the mystery photograph. I was a little surprised it took as long, because this is one of my favorite trees that I've talked about quite a bit, but people got all around it and pretty close to it. But we got an email, just received an email, winner, Marion, identified the tree. It's Big Tooth Maple. It's a native to Texas, but it'll grow in a wide range across the country. It's Acer grandidentatum, and it it's fantastic. It's That's a leaf of one of my trees. Mine usually get that golden fall color. Some of them will be more of a yellow, but they tend to be that golden color more than any other color. They'll occasionally get a little bit of red as well, but it'll grow in alkaline soils or deep sandy soils. It's one of the very best choices of landscape maples for you to use. We'll do another contest next week, but that one has been awarded at this point. Let's see who's next up. Rick in Crowley, Texas, next up. Hello, Rick.
Hello there, Dr. Yarrett.
I'm going to have to put you on hold, Rick. Can you hold just a second?
Yes.
All right, because I lied to everybody. I said I was going to do something and forgot to. I'm bad about that. Let's talk about manure. I'll do it real quick so we can get back to Rick. Manure products have another issue. We've got another caller calling up about compost, so we may get into it there too. But one of the issues with manure or compost that is a manure-based compost is this. There are two specific herbicides that are being used a lot, still recommended by the universities and still being used a lot out there, that are what's called recalcitrant. They don't break down hardly at all. They won't break down going through the cow. They won't break down being composted. In other words, cow eats the contaminated grass by these two chemicals, and it can go through the cow and through the composting process and still be powerful enough to kill plants, especially nightshades. What are nightshades? Tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, tobacco, things like that. So, gosh, what do we do? Well, first of all, if you can talk to whoever you're buying the compost or manure-based products from, if you can find out what kind of, you know, management's being done, and you can't always do that. It's sometimes very difficult to do. That would be good. And if they are using Picloram, the products are Picloram and Clopyrrolid, and those things will not break down. They will eventually, but radioactivity will break down eventually. But that stuff can be in your products. There is a test. It's a pretty simple test. If you've got something you're suspicious of, if your tomatoes and peppers started looking bad in a weird way and you have never had that problem before, it might be that issue. What you do is you grow some peanuts, raw peanuts, obviously, grow peanut plants, and then make a tea out of the suspicious compost or manure. Water the peanuts with that mix, and if the chemicals are there at a level of being a problem, it'll fold the leaves up that quick. It's pretty cool. You can use any kind of beans or peas or a legume to do it, but the peanuts are the best. So just a warning is all that is, and it seems to be getting worse because in talking to some of the other speakers at the Mother Earth News Fair, it is popping up in various places in the United States, and I know that it has happened here. Okay, Rick, thanks for that patience. What can I do for you?
Well, that was all good information anyway, so we all need to hear. My issue is I planted 30 Nellie Stevens plants back in March, and they really didn't look so hot when I put them in. I've hit them with sick tree treatment three different times between then and now. And, of course, Garrett used it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Still not seeing the kind of results I was hoping to get out of them. Very little growth. Some are actually, dying off. I know that I didn't, plant them where the root balls were, too low. Should I be treating with sick tree treatment more often, more Garrett use?
I tell you, Rick, I'm suspicious of here is that maybe you put them in the ground without the balls being thoroughly soaking wet and saturated. Any chance of that?
That's possible.
Nellie R. Stevens Holly is about as tough a plant as you can put in the ground. And about the only thing I've ever seen be a problem is and I've done it myself. I've been in a hurry. I got some new plants. I had them sitting around, and they got dry. And I stuck them in the ground kind of dry, and I thought, well, I'll just water the heck out of them. They'll be fine. You've got to soak that root ball and get it totally saturated and then go into moist soil. So if they haven't grown any at all since they've been planted, I might pull up one or two, see if that's the case. They're still dry. Soak them in water. And with a little Garrett juice put in, not too much, very little, and then replant them, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, I've picked off about 600. I quit counting asp caterpillars.
Oh, wow. Well, that's an indication of stress also. Be careful. Those things sting extremely painfully. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm going to have to run for a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me the third hour is 866-444-3478, dirtdoctor.com.